Hey guys, I'm Ethan Daniels. Welcome to episode 19 of the critically acclaimed Adventures in Odyssey fan podcast. What?
Welcome to Odyssey.
What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Would you like something hot?
What?
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. A special alert to parents. It seems no matter how hard we vote or government-ran programs we start, the kids of Odyssey keep finding new ways to get high. A new drug trend has popped up around Odyssey schools, and reporter Tom Artichoke is on the scene to give us the inside scoop and to help you know who to blame if your kids become victims of this harmful substance. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm standing in the middle of the woods next to a new breed of plant the kids have come to call Maris. This plant contains highly potent toxins and has been said to cause collective hallucinations of biblical allegories. I spoke to several of the kids at Odyssey Middle School earlier today. Here's what they had to say.
Maris. Dude. I don't know what you're talking about. What is it? Some sort of new shampoo or something?
Man, I don't even know what happened. Me and a friend were in the woods, and he was like, dude, you want to go through a secret passage? Next thing I knew, I was in the middle of some ancient biblical battle. And then I woke up in a pile of leaves.
We were able to overhear a conversation from two college-age students today. Here's what they had to say.
Whoa! Your eyes! They're changing colors!
Maybe it means I've been chosen by the Unseen One.
I think they're bloodshot.
Tom, what could parents do to stop the madness?
Well, we are recommending that they vote this upcoming Wednesday to integrate more learning programs in the public schools.
Yes, Tom, that does seem like the smartest thing we can do. Now, what about parents talking to each one of their kids themselves?
No, John. Something like that runs the risk of squelching the child's creativity and sense of exploration and adventure.
Interesting, Tom. In other news, Mr. John Avery Whitaker is in trouble again after starting his Ice Cream is Better Than Drugs campaign, which parents are saying is contributing to the growing obesity problem among youth. From the Ceiling Fan News Network, I'm John Watsonberger with your Odyssey News. Good night.
Ethan, what are you doing?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I'm just writing.
Writing what?
A script, duh.
A script? For what?
Why do you have to ask so many questions?
Because you don't give me any answers.
I thought you would just assume.
Why would I just assume that you were writing a script? You've never done that before.
Yeah, obviously. I've never had a reason to write a script until now.
Would you just tell me what you're talking about?
I'm writing a script for the Adventures in Odyssey movie.
What?
The Adventures in Odyssey movie.
No, I heard you, but why are you doing that?
Do I have to explain everything to you?
Well, not everything, just some things, when you don't make sense. Which is most of the time, so yeah, I guess everything.
Don't you ever check your Facebook?
No, I don't get into that new tech stuff. I just play the original social network, World of Battle Arts.
Bill, that's nothing like Facebook. The comparison doesn't even make sense. I can't send you important information on WABA.
You can send me all the info I need.
No, because I needed to send you the AIO movie information, and I couldn't on there. Believe me, I checked.
All right, so what's going on?
Okay, I was inviting you to a group that was campaigning for an Odyssey movie, and I figured they're going to be looking for scripts, right? So I better start writing one myself.
I think they have writers for that. If Odyssey were big enough to make a movie... Which it really isn't. Sorry to tell you.
It will be once the script is made into a movie.
I really don't think that'll work. Let me see this script. Ethan.
What?
This is a word-for-word transcript of the Odyssey episode The Big Deal.
Well, how do you know that? You don't even listen to Odyssey.
Well, maybe I do a little.
Well, it's not exactly the same. I changed a few of the names, but it would still make a really cool movie, don't you think?
Ethan, I think you'd better leave this up to the professionals.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Ethan. It's me, Nathan Hubler, writer for Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hey, Nathan, writer of Adventures in Odyssey.
What in the world?
How have you been?
Pretty good. Hey, I hear you're writing a script for an Adventures in Odyssey movie. Hey, once you get finished with it, why don't you send it our way? Maybe we can negotiate a deal.
Sure, but it's not going to be cheap.
Aw, we know. But anything from you is gold, Ethan.
That's true.
No, this can't be happening.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Biggest Odyssey fan.
All right. Bye.
What? I don't even know what to say.
You don't have to say a thing.
Whoa. That can't be real.
Ooh, that was a scary episode. I can't think of anything more scary, especially for Phil. Good thing it was only a dream. Or was it? Hope you guys have a great Halloween, Harvest Fest, Fall Festival, whatever you call it. Hope you have a good time. Hope you spend time with your family and your friends and have fun and you stay safe.
The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. Voice talent includes Mark Jones and Kevin McCreary. For more information about this show or other Tadpole Radio shows, check out tadpoleradio.com. Also, be sure to leave a comment at theceilingfan.blogspot.com. Have a great week, everyone.
And now, a special behind-the-scenes clip in the writer's room of The Ceiling Fan.
Mark, here's the idea. You play the voice of the pterodactyl flying into McAllister Park, and then it picks up some kids, and Mr. Whitaker comes in as the hero and saves the day thanks to his war background, right? So, what do you think?
Kevin, don't you think that idea goes a little bit too far?
Mark, it's The Ceiling Fan. I don't think we go far enough. Could you pass me the chips?
Kevin, I think you've had enough chips for this evening.
All right, whatever. Let's hear the voice one more time. Man, you're a natural.
That's pterodactyl for thanks.
Oh, I know.